4 children under age 5 are playing in Nettie Calloway's Tallahassee home.
Can you share with her? Well, our friend wants to play tea party.
Calloway licensed her house as a family daycare home in 1986 and estimates she's cared for more than 300 children in the time since. She's subject to unannounced state inspections every 6 months. And as her crowded bulletin board shows, there are a host of items she must display alongside her license.
You know, all kinds of things, universal precautions and discipline, your discipline. And
all of these are required
to
be posted.
Mm-hmm. Your schedule. You even have to have evacuation drawing. So, and practice fire drills.
Calloway says although many of the regulations cost her money, she doesn't mind because they help parents know what they're getting when entrusting their kids to a licensed home care provider.
We are and want to be a professional business. We're trying to operate and ensure children's safety.
The Florida Department of Children and Families keeps track of more than 1,100 registered child care homes, in addition to thousands of licensed facilities like Calloway's. Current law requires state oversight if someone regularly watches 5 or more kids. But Lantana Democratic Representative Lori Berman told the House Healthcare Appropriations Subcommittee that DCF recommends that number be lowered to 4 or more, though a DCF spokeswoman would not confirm that to Florida Public Radio. And that's what Berman's original bill would have done.
Because if somebody is taking care of 4 children, even 4 children, they're really acting as a daycare provider, and we need to know to protect our children that those people have gone through the background checks and that they're licensed. This is just a plain and simply a matter of protecting your children.
But an amendment by Winter Haven Republican Representative John Wood gutted the main provision of the bill after he raised concerns about imposing restrictions on the smallest child care providers.
I understand we're trying to do a better job in regulating it. But at the same time, we have set a standard of 5 children unrelated to the operator. I want to maintain that.
With that part of the bill gone, Berman shifted the focus of debate to a provision spelling out daycare advertising restrictions.
What's going on now is you have people who are advertising on the internet and who are advertising all over the place and are not licensed and are taking the children.
While current law already requires providers to include their license number on advertisements, the bill clarifies that ads include web pages and digital ads, as well as car signs and print ads. The measure would also make it a misdemeanor to advertise without that license number. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.